Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
English High School in Boston has become the focus of an investigation into drug dealing and an attempted murder earlier this week. The school's dean of academy has been arrested and charged with the attempted murder. WBUR's Simone Rios has been looking into the charges against 55-year-old Sean Harrison, and he joins us now. Good morning, Simone. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
Outline the allegations against Harrison, if you would, for us, please.
So Harrison has pleaded not guilty to assault with intent to murder, aggravated assault and battery, and the unlawful possession of a firearm. Prosecutors say Harrison told a student that they were going to a house to get marijuana and some girls. Instead, they ended up in the South End, and the student, who somehow survived the shooting, was shot in the head. This happened Tuesday. The prosecutor from the DA's office described it as an execution-style shooting, though Harrison denies the charges. Boston police apparently interviewed the shooting victim at Boston Medical Center Wednesday, a 17-year-old whose name is not being released. The student told police that Rev, as he's known, was a member of the staff at English High School. He also said Rev's name was Sean Harrison and that he'd been selling weed for him for months. Authorities say there is also video footage detectives used to identify Harrison. At his arraignment Thursday, bail was set at $250,000.
And as I understand it, the police investigation led to its own set of events?
Indeed, it did, Bob. On Wednesday afternoon, detectives watched three men walk out of Harrison's apartment on Pompey Street in Dorchester. They confronted the men at a bus stop, finding guns on two of them and marijuana on another. Later on, they found what they thought was cocaine, as well as nearly $2,000 in cash. These guys are facing some serious felonies, but everyone, including Sean Harrison, pleaded not guilty yesterday.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Sean Harrison. He was the dean of academy at English High School. A moment ago, you said that his nickname was Rev, and there's a reason for that. What else do we know about him?
Yeah, Bob, he was active for years in the community. The Boston Globe reports that he ran an anti-substance abuse program at English, as well as anger management sessions. In 2007, Harrison's church founded a program called HYPE, or Humble Youth Peace Experience, years later founding an initiative that encouraged youth to turn in guns without fear of reprisal. The Reverend Gregory Groover, a former Boston School Committee member, is pastor at Charles Street AME Church. He says Harrison attended the church until 2012 and was treated as a pastor, though he didn't hold a position. Groover says Harrison was particularly talented at welcoming disaffected youth. He notes that these are still just allegations, but he qualified the situation as bizarre.
You know, in any situation, in any community, you will find, unfortunately, sometimes that one person or two persons who may not reflect the best interest, at some point may have gone down the wrong road or may have gone the wrong way.
Harrison's career in the Boston schools dates back to 2010 when he came on as a teacher's aide at Odyssey High School in South Boston, which is now closed. In January, he became dean of academy at English High in Jamaica Plain. And on Thursday, 2 days after the alleged shooting, he was fired.
All right. So what's the impact on all this at English High School, Simone?
Well, as I said, Harrison has been fired. And school department spokeswoman Denise Snyder says the city is working with the school to keep it on course.
We are taking appropriate steps to support our students and to keep a focus on teaching and learning. This school community is strong, and its students and teachers have our unwavering support.
Apparently, Harrison had been selling marijuana through the 17-year-old he later shot. The Globe reported that on Wednesday, he told police he'd been selling for Harrison for the past several months. City Councilor Charles Yancey told the Boston Herald he is shocked. Yancey says he'd seen Harrison a few times at, ironically, anti-violence rallies, where they were trying to win public support to find out the origin of the guns being used in local killings.
Okay, WBUR's Simone Rios will be following this story as it goes on. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning and giving us this information and this update.
You're welcome, Bob.